Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
CBS Sports Radio.
It was fun. I mean, I had a blast. I mean, it was playing with those guys and, laughing and joking with them on the bench and, I got a chance to stop Powell in the post, redeem myself from what he did to me when Chicago came to town. So, but all those things were just fun. I had a great time. I had a great, great time.
Kobe's second free throw. Good. He has 60. The Lakers lead by three. Here we go. Utah needs a three to tie it. Hayward driving down the middle all the way to the rim. Lay it up. No good. Rebound grab. Kobe's got it. Length of the court pass to Clarkson. Clarkson at the rim. Slam dunk. Game in the refrigerator, and the Lakers are going to win on Kobe's last night. He's going to score 60, and I don't believe what I just saw.
They've enjoyed this as much as I have, and coming to these arenas, and because they've seen me throughout the years get up at 4 in the morning and work out and train and then come home and then work out again, and so it's awesome as a father for them to be able to see all the hard work and how it pays off.
A not-so-happy morning here on CBS Sports Radio. Damon Amendolara, DA, with you. Over the next 4 hours, we'll remember Kobe Bryant, go through the emotions of yesterday, one of the most devastating days in sports history, certainly, and for a lot of people, well beyond sports. Thanks for sharing your morning with us today. Will not be a normal DA show for a lot of reasons, many of them obvious today. Just a lot of opportunity to remember what Kobe's career was like, what his post-career life was like until it was tragically cut short. We come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So we'll get through these next 4 hours together and try to put something into context, although it's seemingly impossible really to do so today. We'll speak to our friend Jared Greenberg from NBA TV a little bit later on this morning. And I think about how in times like this, the only thing that makes people feel better, including myself, is other people. Being alone is really difficult. Being around people, your friends especially, makes it much easier. So today, of all days, I really encourage you to be part of the show, especially if this one hit you hard. And that could be through the phone calls, through the tweets, through the messages, all of that. I'd really appreciate as many of you as possible weighing in, because I think it's not a great service to Kobe if it's just me for 4 hours. I don't think you want to hear that. And I know it would help out me and this show to hear from you guys. So however you're feeling, however you want to remember Kobe, floor is yours. Your phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, you can certainly send me your thoughts as well, DA on CBS. I know that some of the most powerful thoughts yesterday were from regular average people that just talked about how much Kobe meant to them, why they cared, why they loved him, what it was like to deal with that loss. I thought that was really powerful. So hopefully I can hear from many of you today as well from the same way. So I didn't think I'd be hit that hard by this. Not that you could ever prepare for something like this, but just because in the sports world we have athletes that pass, and we remember them. Kobe is certainly not the first athlete to pass before his time. And I guess I just figured if these things happen, when these things happen, because I don't know him personally, that I'd be able to process it like anybody. And I was caught off guard because I couldn't. And I thought how interesting that is and how difficult all of this is, because I think Kobe's persona was invincibility. There was no part of Kobe that felt vulnerable enough to where this could happen. And I think that's what caught me personally off guard. I was driving yesterday in the car. I had done Sunday morning football yesterday. The Bourbon Belle, my wife, had come into work with me yesterday. So we were on our way home yesterday, and she got a text message from her mom. And my mother-in-law said, I'm seeing a report that Kobe was in a helicopter crash. And I was driving, and my wife told me this text. And I immediately dismissed it and said, well, that's wrong. I'm sure that's wrong. And I just looked out the car window and just thought to myself, wow, that's a pretty irresponsible report. But I said, you know, in today's social media world, of course, these things happen. So, but I was just thinking to myself in those, what now feels like the longest moments of my life, man, imagine something like that happened. And I was just kind of personally detached a little bit from that moment, because I just dismissed it offhand. It was not real. And then, as I was driving, my wife was looking at her phone and pulling up some sports websites, pulling up some sports apps, and it was not confirmed yet. But then she saw a news report that said TMZ is confirming the report. And she said, I think this is real. And again, I kind of didn't allow myself to process it. I don't know why. So I pulled off the highway and I just parked. And I just started looking through my phone. And sure enough, I had all these text messages from friends of mine of, did you hear about Kobe? Did you see this about Kobe? And that was the first time that it kind of crashed down on me like a bag of bricks. And I just started going through social media and Twitter and the reports. And again, I could not process this. And I just kept saying, this can't be. This just can't be. Oh my God, this can't be. Now, this is interesting personally for me because I never consider myself a huge Kobe fan necessarily, not a Kobe fanboy, not a Lakers fan. Of course, I respected his career, his greatness, but it wasn't like Kobe was my favorite player ever and I grew up watching him. But there was something about this, of course, because of his age and because of the accident, the way that it happened, that it just felt totally surreal. And I don't know about you, but I still feel like this is surreal. Every time I look at the television or I listen to the radio or I look at my phone and I see a picture of Kobe, it does not feel like this is real. And so I bring this up because I am surprised myself at how difficult this is. And also because I think that Kobe personified an invincibility. And here's what I mean by that. A lot of guys win NBA Finals. A lot of guys win NBA Finals MVPs. A lot of guys win rings. A lot of guys go to the Hall of Fame. Not every guy, but a lot of them. Kobe is a singular entity from a basketball player standpoint because of his raging competitiveness. Raging fire and competitiveness. And that in and of itself defined him, that he was not okay with anything less than his absolute maniacal best. And that drove him to accomplishments that very few ever get to, even though others have. But we saw that in him. It was so obvious he wore it on his sleeve. There was no kind of internal motivation that he did not outwardly show. It was a very transparent, very public fire slash motivation slash energy that he publicly poured out onto the floor and into the face of teammates and into the face of coaches and into the face of opponents. And we could see it. It was so obvious. It was so evident. And he never apologized for that. And in retrospect, all the times he was really hard on teammates and hard on coaches and hard on opponents is now so admirable because we got to see him pursue something that was so unbelievably important to him that you couldn't help but admire that. Yeah, guys are competitive. Yes, they're all alpha males. But Kobe had this kind of next level, this next gear to shift into. This demanding, I will kill myself for this, and you better kill yourself as well for this. And pardon, of course, my phraseology there, but you know what I'm talking about. I will do everything today to accomplish this, and you either are with me and you do it the same way, and you give everything you got, or you get the hell out of the way. And I will not apologize for that. And so when you have a guy like that, when you have a person like that, it is really hard to process that person no longer being there. He willed himself to everything. That part of Kobe is so unique and so special. That part of Kobe is that for all of these alpha males and all of these hyper-competitive people, he was even more so to the point where people were scared of it. And then his post-career, which is even more remarkable. It is more remarkable because Kobe went from get the hell away from me. I got no friends. Lone wolf. I'm coming to rip your heart out and I'm hanging banners. To warm, inviting, wise elder statesman who couldn't have been more open, seemingly, with his time and his energy and his thoughts. And I found it so inspiring that Kobe went from two-dimensional competitor to three- or four-dimensional human being in what felt like the blink of an eye. Kobe was a filmmaker. He was an animator. He was an author. He was a father. He was a husband. He was a basketball whisperer. He somehow overnight transformed from just Black Mamba, take a million shots, champion, basketball great, to all of these other things that are so, so impressive. He has so much that he gave the world in just 41 years that yesterday is one of those days that you never forget exactly where you were. And I will never forget the stretch of highway, which I will now drive on twice a day for the rest of my life, probably, because it's the way I go to work and the way I come back from work. And I will never forget that stretch of highway and that exit that I had to pull off before my own exit to pull over and just say, what is happening? And there are so few events in your life that you have that type of reaction. It has to come because of the person or the event and the seismic weight of it. And that's what yesterday was. It is a global event. I mean, if you were to pick out the 10, maybe 5 most identifiable people in the world, Kobe was one of those. You could go to any country at any part of the world, any village, any town, any city, any language, any continent, and more people than not would know who Kobe Bryant was. And to lose him at 41 when he is just beginning this next phase of his life, and to lose him and his daughter, who seemed destined for greatness as well, in an accident that seems so senseless, is the type of thing that you never forget. I'm still quite shook about this, so I appreciate all of you guys that will weigh in today to help. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. John is in Sacramento listening on 1140 to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, John.
Yeah, that was heartbreaking for me as well. I was a Kings fan for a long time, and he always crushed us. He just crushed us. I lost a lot of faith in basketball, but hearing about Kobe Bryant today, it just sucked. Because that guy meant a lot to basketball. That was hard to hear.
Yeah, it was. It was. Thanks, John. Thanks. If you want to share your thoughts, it's what this morning's show's going to be, obviously. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number, and on Twitter, DA on CBS. It was pretty amazing, the outpouring of emotion yesterday from just about everybody around the NBA. And I thought that Mike Breen, who is the longtime lead voice of the NBA, really encapsulated it poetically. I want to play that audio coming up for you next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Elbow on the left, Brandon Bass. Bass looking for help. Bass in trouble. Bass driving on David Lee. Kicks it back out. Kobe, long three. Made it! Kobe Bryant, a 25-foot three-point shot. That's vintage.
Kobe Bryant with the drama, baby, with the drama.
Timeout Celtics. How many times have we seen that?
Tough day for everybody today. In the aftermath of yesterday's accident. Welcome back, DA with you, Damon Amendolara, here on CBS Sports Radio. It's an Ask the Pros day as well today, so you can simply send us a question by hitting me up on Twitter, at DA on CBS, and be listening later on to the show when we'll answer that question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Longtime NBA voice Mike Breen was on MSG television last night, home of the New York Knicks. And prior to the game against the Knicks, there was some conversation about whether the NBA would cancel games yesterday and last night. They did not. And Mike Breen had a pretty emotional beginning to last night's broadcast.
On my way into the arena, I thought of Bill Gallo. Gallo is the legendary sports cartoonist that when Thurman Munson passed away, the next day he had an unbelievably touching cartoon. And it was his two characters that he had, Basement Bertha and Yucky. And the cartoon read, Basement Bertha saying, "No, Yucky, I just don't feel like playing ball today." And she was crying. And that's the way I think a lot of us feel here tonight. Just don't feel like broadcasting. I know a lot of players, don't feel like playing. It's just a sad, sad day.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. Like I said, it was like a shot, man, to you. So the players, a lot of these players don't know Michael.
Clyde Frazier and Mike Breen on MSG Network yesterday, and Clyde was saying that a lot of these current players never saw Michael Jordan, but they know Kobe Bryant. And so I think it's notable that, I mean, Kobe was Superman for so many of the guys that are in the league today. And for them to hear this news and then have to go out and play yesterday must have been extraordinarily difficult. Or phone number if you'd like to share your thoughts, how you feel, memories. We welcome them all today. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Howie is in Los Angeles listening on radio.com there. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning, DA. How are you?
I'm okay. Okay. How you doing?
You know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning here. I woke up this morning, got the news all over Facebook, started seeing people in my community start gathering at around 10 a.m., putting up purple and yellow stuff and Kobe stuff all over the place. It was kind of surreal. You know, I'm a New York guy. I'm a Knicks fan. I've been depressed from the Knicks and, you know, never liked Kobe. And but, man, he you just kind of hated him because he just was amazing. You know, I mean, I would take him on the Knicks in a heartbeat if, you know, we can turn back the clock. But things are just so surreal here in Los Angeles. You know, people who don't even play basketball, they hear this guy's name and he, you know, passed away early. People are just in utter shock. My wife doesn't even know basketball that well. She, you know, she's got a lot of friends in China. And besides the virus that's going on out there, I mean, everybody is devastated. It's just, yeah, I've never experienced anything like this where, you know, somebody we don't even know personally and may not even like that much has just this profound impact on so many people who don't even like sports or like sports or just everybody. It's incredible, man.
It's well said. I appreciate the phone call, Howie. It's well said. That impact, you know, athletes have a certain celebrity, obviously. Great athletes have an even bigger celebrity. But Kobe really was a cultural touchstone. And there was just something about Kobe, as I mentioned, that felt very invincible. And so of all the people yesterday to hear this news about, it seemed totally impossible that it would be Kobe Bryant. It seemed totally impossible. I have to admit, it still does. It really still does feel totally impossible that this is real. And it wasn't that I think Kobe was everybody's favorite player. For some people, certainly that was the case. But I think the greatness and how he was larger than the game and larger than his sport and was such a force, a tour de force, and then had transitioned into this completely embraceable post-playing career father and entrepreneur and creator made him so human that, again, none of this feels like it could possibly be real. I struggled all day yesterday. I was just at the verge of tears all day. And I'm never quite like that. The entire day, I just felt like anything could set me off because it was so jarring. Kennedy is next up in Hawaii, listening on radio.com. Good morning, Kennedy.
Hey, aloha, DA. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm okay. I mean, for all things considered, I'm not okay, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I was listening earlier, obviously, such a tragic day for so many, obviously, basketball fans and people across the world who knew and loved Kobe. And, you know, obviously our thoughts and prayers are out to all of them. But, you know, it's an interesting dynamic, this fan base here in Hawaii. You know, we're across the Pacific, and I felt the need to call in because, you know, being from Hawaii, we don't have a professional sports team out here. There's no NBA team. There's no NFL team. There's no Major League Baseball team. So when pro teams and pro athletes come out here, it's a very big deal. And a lot of the times when they come out here, it's in the preseason fashion. You know, guys sit out. Maybe guys come out here, they do the vacation. And, you know, a lot of people out here don't get the chance to see professional athletes, sometimes ever. And the Lakers came out in 2003 with Kobe and Shaq. They came out again in the later 2000s. They'd hold their preseason camps out here in Hawaii. And I had just felt the need to call in because Kobe Bryant was one of the biggest megastars on the planet, and he would always come to Hawaii and put on a show for Hawaii fans. And every time he spoke about it, every time he was asked about it and talked about it, he'd always talk about how important it was to bring pro sports here and put on a good show for fans that don't ever get to see professional basketball. And that's something that I think Hawaii fans will never forget. Obviously, Los Angeles, California is one of the closer geographical points across the Pacific Ocean. So, you know, there's a big LA fan base here. And, you know, obviously our hearts hurt just like everyone else on this very tragic day. And as we say here in the islands, we just hope that everyone rests in aloha, they rest in love, and just a tragic day.
Thanks, Kennedy. Thank you. Appreciate those sentiments very much. Yeah, today is, you know, if you listen to the show regularly, you know, today is going to be a different type of day. We usually like to have a lot of fun around here and make your mornings fly by and hopefully get you to laugh and have a good time. Take your mind off of the normalcy. But today can't really be about that, nor should it be about that, nor would I want it to be about that, because I think we're all in mourning together and in shock together and in processing together. So I really appreciate everybody that wants to weigh in with your thoughts and your memories and either a celebration of his career and his life or just walking through this whole process together, because it just helps to be with others. You know, it just helps. It helps to hear from you guys. It really does. So I appreciate that very much. Our phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, you can send me your messages at DA on CBS. You know, John Kincaid does shows here on CBS Sports Radio, and he also hosts a podcast with Shaq. And not long ago, Kobe joined Shaq on that podcast. And Shaq and Kobe obviously had their confrontations and their battles, and they discussed whether they had regrets from their days together. So I want to play that really interesting audio from Shaq and Kobe together, kind of their first time to long form talk in public about their relationship, because we saw Shaq's outpouring of emotion yesterday when he got the news that he posted on social media. So I want to play that, and I want to get right back to your phone calls and your memories and thoughts as well. And I will continue kind of giving my thoughts about Kobe's career and what set him apart, and yesterday, and the tragedy not only behind his passing, but his daughter's passing, and his family's devastation, and everybody in that plane, the nine people all that lost their lives, and the families affected by that, those lives as well. It's all on the discussion table today here on the DA show, certainly. Andrew Bogish is standing by with your headlines. Good morning, Andrew.
DA, good morning. These headlines are sponsored by Geico. Whether you rent or own, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. There were eight games in the NBA yesterday. They were played, for the most part, in stunned silence. Nets guard Kyrie Irving reportedly left Madison Square Garden immediately upon hearing of Kobe Bryant's death and did not play in a 110-97 loss to the Knicks. Spurs head coach Greg Popovich summed up the mood perfectly around the league after a 110-106 loss to the Raptors.
Good game, tough loss, who cares? Most importantly, appreciate you all letting the locker room be tonight.
And that was true around the league. Most teams kept their locker rooms closed, at least pregame, if not postgame as well. Hawks guard Trae Young wore Kobe's number 8 at the start of a 152-133 victory over the Wizards. Young, who had grown close to Kobe and his daughter Gianna, then scored 45 points with 14 assists. Initial reports overnight say Kobe's helicopter was climbing above clouds and fog when it fell into a sharp descent, crashing into a hillside in Calabasas, California. The terrain is so tough, the medical examiner thinks the recovery process could take days. All 9 people on board have now been identified. It appears that 2 of Gianna's teammates were on the helicopter as well. Alyssa Altobelli was the daughter of John Altobelli, a beloved college baseball coach in the area. John and his wife, Carrie, in the copter with their daughter. Now back on the scoreboard, the Blazers beat the Pacers last night 139-129. Damian Lillard scored 50, becoming the first Portland player with 3 consecutive games of 40-plus points. The Clippers won in Orlando 112-97, and the Pelicans topped the Celtics 123-108. Zion Williamson, 21 points and 11 rebounds in 27 minutes in his first NBA win. The NFL Pro Bowl kicked off just as we were learning about Kobe's death. Drew Brees spoke postgame.
His legacy will live on, and so many people, I think, that are playing today model themselves after him, not just with his intensity and his competitiveness and the way he played the game, but I think the way he approached a lot of things.
Brees started for the NFC in Orlando yesterday afternoon at the request of Russell Wilson, the scheduled starter. Ravens QB Lamar Jackson threw 2 TDs to be named offensive MVP. The AFC won the All-Star game 38-33, extending its win streak to 4. Back to Brees, he told the Times-Picayune this weekend he'll take a month or so to decide his playing future. Rafael Nadal is serving right now for a 4-set win over Nick Kyrgios in the Australian Open 4th round. Kyrgios warmed up for this match in a Kobe jersey. College hoops yesterday, number 4 San Diego State improved to 21-0, 71-67 at UNLV. This is the best start and longest winning streak in program history. And Mark Leishman with a 1-shot win at Torrey Pines. Tiger Woods finished tied for 9th at 9-under par. That's his best finish in his year-opening event since 2012. DA?
Thank you, Andrew. As I mentioned before, when we come back, I want to play a clip from the big podcast with Shaq, and that was when Shaq and Kobe had a long-form discussion about their friendship, their relationship, and their career together. And one of the interesting conversation topics was when Shaq and Kobe discussed if they had any regrets from their days together, because, of course, it was contentious many times, but in their post-playing career, it seems like they've grown very fond of one another and had. And Shaq posted on his social media just how emotional he was yesterday. So I want to play that clip for you coming up here next and continue taking your phone calls on your memories and your feelings and emotions today upon the passing of Kobe Bryant. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
I think you guys understand how present you guys were with me. You know, you guys were there with me at 5:30 in the morning when I was running the track and I was midway through my workout. And I didn't know if I could make it through. And I thought about the expectations you guys had for me and you had for our team. And it pushed me through. It got me through those 800s and 400s and 100s at 5:30 in the morning. So I thank you.
Here is his second free throw to pass Jordan. It's good. And with that free throw, Kobe Bryant passes the great Michael Jordan and moves into 3rd on the NBA's all-time scoring list.
And when we came in, we were just young kids that just wanted to play. And AI was aggressive and, you know, it was a newer generation, newer culture. But I think where the game ended up, it ended up in a beautiful place. And, you know, David Stern changed the dress code somewhere in between that. That helped, I think. And I think the game's in a beautiful place now.
A remarkably difficult day for the basketball community, basketball fans, everybody that knew Kobe, and of course his family and the families of all of the victims on that helicopter yesterday Welcome back to a very different kind of DA show this morning. Damon Amendolara with you each and every morning here, 6 until 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And today is really about a tribute to Kobe and about processing this. And one of the things that I love about this platform, radio, more than any of the other platforms that I work in, television, digital, what have you, is the immediate connection that you can have to everybody and really just kind of talk your way through things. I'm a big talker, if you couldn't imagine. So today is important for me to hear from you guys, because I'm still processing all of this. So your phone calls and your tweets are very welcome today. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Otis tweets, I usually don't get bent out of shape when celebrities die, but Kobe's passing hit me harder than I expected. He's the reason why I even started watching basketball. Watching him do the things that he did on the court seemed impossible. He'll be missed greatly. Hashtag Kobe RIP. Warren tweets, my call dropped, but just wanted to say thanks for giving us a platform to say a few words. Never met the man, just a fan, but the profound impact his passing had on me had me blown away, not to mention Gigi and the others. Prayers for all involved. And Kobe went from a hard-headed, aggressive alpha dog who pushed everybody away to the elder statesman in basketball that seemed to embrace everybody. And when he was in the middle of that push everybody away type of attitude, he was in the middle of those confrontations with Shaq. And they had, of course, won 3 NBA championships famously, but the divorce happened between Kobe and Shaq and it was not pretty. And they taunted one another and they made fun of one another. And they had obviously a personal vendetta against one another, but they had patched things up in recent years, their post-playing careers. John Kincaid hosts here on CBS Sports Radio, also hosts locally in Atlanta, and he hosts a podcast with Shaq. And so not long ago, Shaq and Kobe had their first chance at a long-form conversation between the two. And one of the interesting topics that came up was any regrets that they may have had when they played together.
Is there anything that, Shaq, you would like to take back in the give and take over the years?
I mean, like, you just played the clip where I said I wanted to be traded. I definitely did not want to leave LA. So, but you know, that's how you got to talk when you're in business, you know, especially when you think you're in control. Definitely didn't want to leave LA. You know, a lot of stuff was said out of the heat of the moment. I guarantee I don't remember a lot of stuff that they said because I changed my thought process of, you know what, we won 3 out of 4. What the hell are y'all talking about? This is not even really a story.
Anything you want to take back,
yeah.
Kobe?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, though. When you say them at the time, you actually mean. And then when you get older, you have more perspective, and you're like, holy shit, I was an idiot as a kid. You know what I mean? So for me, the most important thing was really just keep your mouth shut, right? You don't need to go to the press with stuff. We keep it internal, and we have our arguments and our disagreements. But I think having our debates within the press was something I wish would have been avoided. But it did kind of create this whirlwind around us as a team with myself and Shaq and the press and the media that just put so much pressure on us as an organization.
At the end of the day, Kobe demanded as much out of Shaq as he demanded out of himself. He demanded a lot out of everybody, whether you were Smush Parker or Shaq, but he knew what Shaq's potential was. And Kobe is so commendable and so honored because we saw a guy max out whatever it was that he could bring to the table and demand it from everybody. And those people are few and far between in all walks of life. How many people do you know that will absolutely demand everything of themselves and then everybody around them? You either get into line or you get out of the way. And look, Kobe was right. Kobe was right about all of those things, Shaq. There was more for Shaq to give, and Kobe knew it. And it burned him every day knowing how great Shaq could be if Shaq only had the same commitment level that Kobe did. And was there a healthier way for Kobe potentially to emote that? probably. But Kobe was right about it. You know, he just knew that if he was going to give everything he had every day, and he was going to take every practice as though it was an NBA Finals game, and he was going to commit not only offensively to getting his shot, but also defensively, I'm going to shut you down. If I'm going to commit to being the greatest basketball player I could possibly be, the least I can do, the least you can do is do the same for me. We're teammates. But what was really interesting about Kobe's life is he went from that to, in his post-playing career, to totally soft around the edges. And that's what made him so human. And that's what made yesterday, I think, even more difficult, is because had it just been two-dimensional Kobe, yes, we would have lost a great athlete, but it felt like yesterday we lost a great human being because he became so multidimensional after his career. Our toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Geico.com, 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more car insurance. Yuri is next up in San Jose, listening on radio.com. Good morning, Yuri.
Good morning, DA. Can I get a beam up, please?
Yeah, not today, as you might imagine. Today, not the day for the beam ups, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about Kobe. When I was growing up in Hong Kong, I didn't know much about basketball, but then when I saw him on the TV and hearing about him and him with Shaq and winning their championship against Detroit and everything, that's how I got into basketball, and I appreciated Kobe for who he was. And then when he scored the 81 points against the Raptors, and then his last game scoring the 60 and everything, so it still is unreal. Like, seriously, like, Kobe's dead. I still can't believe it happened and everything, and it's like a shock and everything, and such a young age too. And yeah, he just got out of retirement, and LeBron had just passed him 12 hours ago in scoring, and then Kobe tweeted it on his Twitter, and then 12 hours later he passes. It's just like so unreal.
That timing is haunting. You're right. I mean, we just had LeBron passing Kobe in the all-time scoring list. Just had Kobe honoring LeBron in this totally effervescent way. And then you had LeBron, of course, talking about the impact of Kobe in his life. And for the next day this to happen is hard to digest. Mark is in Houston on 650 listening to CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
How are you?
How are you? Okay. I'm struggling today as well. Same as everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to point out, obviously in Houston, we're not exactly Kobe Bryant fans in terms of basketball, but as a person and a man, you know, he stands above a lot of NBA players in a lot of people's minds. And I obviously think that we should be paying tribute to him and his legacy, as it should. But it's very hard to find details on the other two little girls. I mean, we know that his daughter passed, and we know that there was two other girls, from my understanding, that was his daughter's teammates and, you know, their mothers and fathers. And it just seems like I've had to search and scour the internet for details on them. And I just, there's you know, a father and a mother and a daughter who passed and left a daughter. So her whole world shattered, you know, and her mother and father and sister are gone. There's another, you know, mother who left, you know, kids behind. And
you're right, Mark. You're right. We should really keep all of the families in our thoughts and really remember that it's a widespread tragedy that happened to all of them, all of the families, all of the parents and siblings and grandparents that are involved with any of the victims. You're absolutely right about that. But I would say that if you're looking for information of the other
other people on board. You know, those are also private citizens, and maybe it's better that they keep their information as tight as possible since they are not as public as Kobe.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.